Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we'll do a bunch of different things, but first I want to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our paper. Remember to write neatly. I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. But stop. Wait. For me, I am going to tell you what we're going to color first and what color we're going to color it. Are you ready? Okay, me too. Here we go. The first thing you should see at the top of your paper is a school. Yes, school. I love school. That's why I'm a teacher. And what I want us to do is find our yellow crayon. Hold it, hold it. Just look for your yellow crayon. Ready? Okay, and then I want us to color the windows yellow like there's a light on inside. So go ahead and start coloring the windows yellow. And I'm going to count as I go to see how many windows are on this school. One, two. I'm coloring the downstairs windows right now. Three, I just went upstairs. Yes, I did. Four windows in the schoolhouse today. Five windows on the schoolhouse. But boys and girls, I see one more. Do you see it way up high? Yep, that circle one. The other windows were what shape? What shape were the other windows? They were rectangles, maybe squares. They had squares inside of them, didn't they? And then up here at the very tippy top is a circle window. Love it. Love, love circle windows. Okay, put down your yellow crayon. And then now we're going to color the front doors of the school. Ready? We're going to color the front doors of the school blue. Any color blue, you get to decide, but color the front doors blue. This is where you have to follow directions because maybe you wanted purple doors or maybe you wanted brown doors, but we're going to go with blue. That's because my school, where I teach, has blue doors. It's true. Yep. And my classroom is room 29, just in case you were wondering. That's my classroom number. Okay, you can put down your blue crayon. Now we're going to color the roof, just the roof. There's two of them, the roof at the top and then the roof at the very tippy, tippy top above the circle window. So let's color the roof brown. Find your brown crayon. We're going to color the roof of the school brown. See those little squiggly lines on the roof? They remind me of frosting on a cake. Anybody else? Anybody else hungry for some cake? Maybe I can try and make us some cake. Just kidding, I'm not the best cook. Unless you want some cereal, I could make you some cereal. Yes, I could. I'm really good at that. Okay, so we are coloring the roof brown. The school roof is brown. Ooh, like chocolate frosting. I'm getting distracted because I think I need a snack. All right, and then at the very tippy, tippy top of the school, above the circle window, we'll color that roof too. Boys and girls, what is the shape of the roof at the tippy-tippy top of the school? What's that shape? Yes, if you already said it, you're right. It's a triangle. All right, you can put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1, don't panic if you didn't finish. You can always finish later. And now will you please find your red crayon? Any kind of red will work. Any kind of red. We're going to color the school red. So go around the windows and around the door and let's color the school red. Red. We don't have a red school. My school is more like tan, I guess you could say. But we do have like reddish, orangey roofs. I kind of need to go to my school and see it. It's been so long since I've been at school, you know, with summer and stuff. But I think it's a reddish, orangish roof. But anyways, we're going to make this school red. We're going to make this school red. I like a red school. It reminds me of back to school time. And it's time for school. Close the barbecue. Close the sun. Close. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's a poem that I used to know, and now I can't remember the rest of the words. Okay, I have finished coloring my whole school red. And it just flew by in a wink because I was singing about silly stuff. But I'm going to give you 3 more seconds and then you can always finish later. So do not panic. 3, 2, 1. Put down that red crayon. All right. Here's what I need you to do. Do you see the girl? Well, we're going to give her some black hair. So find your black crayon and color her pigtails black. She's a school girl. She's got her backpack on. She's ready for school today. And then color the rest of her hair black too. She's got 2 pigtails and some bangs. All right, so that's our school girl. Go ahead and put down that black crayon. Let's color the boy's hair brown. We got a school girl and a school boy. And you know what's funny about this picture? I don't know if you already noticed it. Did you already notice it? Wonder if you noticed it. They look too big to fit in the door of the school. They look like they're giant kids, giant school kids. They're not going to fit inside that door, are they? Mm-mm. I don't know what they're going to do. They might scare the teachers in there if they have teeny tiny teachers in there, you know? Okay, ready? I want you to find your green crayon. You can pick either your dark green, your regular green, your light green. Just find a green crayon. And then let's color. See the flowers next to the school girl and the house? The school. Okay, see those flowers? Let's color the grass and the stems by those flowers green. So we have some grass clumps. Little grass clumps with stems. Color those green. There's one by the school girl and there's one by the school. And then do you see the grass clump over by the tree? It's next to the tree. Let's color that grass clump green as well. It's next to the tree. Okay, while we have our green crayon and we're holding it, we might as well color the tops of the trees green. But you know what I'm going to do? Even though I'm holding this green crayon, I'm going to switch it out. I want my light green. I just want to change it up a little. You don't have to, but I want to, so I'm going to, because green is my favorite color. Yep, true story. What's your favorite color? Oh, that's a good color too. Green's my favorite. I just love myself some green. Okay, so I'm coloring. How many trees are there here? 1, 2. We got 2 big trees. We have 2 school kids. And then we had a bunch of windows. Now I can't even remember how many we counted. So I'm going to have to count them again after I finish this green tree because now I need to know. Do you remember? All right, put down your green crayon in 3, 2. 1. Let's count the windows again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And don't forget the tippy top. 6. 6 windows. Okay. That helps me feel better because I needed to know. All right. Let's color the cloud. Do you see the cloud? It's in front of the sun. Do you see that? How it's in front of the sun? Let's color that cloud blue. I'm going to use my light blue crayon. My blue green. I think that's such a pretty color. Because it has green in it. See? Mm-hmm. So the cloud is in front of the sun, which means the sun is behind the cloud. That's what that means. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Find any color orange crayon you want. And let's color the sun, the parts that you can see, all of it. Whatever part of the sun you can see, color it orange. Color neatly. Color it orange. We can only color parts of that because the cloud is in front of it. So color any part of the sun you can see, color it orange. All right, put down your orange crayon and let's look for, let's do pink. Do you have a pink crayon? Let's color the flowers pink. Color the flowers pink. Even if you wanted a different color, you gotta listen to Mrs. Olam because this is called Listen and Learn. That's what you gotta do. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Put down your pink crayon. The last thing that I want us to do is color the tree trunks brown. Find your brown crayon and color the tree trunks brown. Tree trunks brown. We can only see some of the other tree trunk because it's behind the school, which means the school is in front of it. Okay, put down all your crayons. Find your pencil. We're going to trace some letters. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Wait for me, Mr. and Mrs. You hear me? You wait for me. Do you see the star? Well, it's next to the letter A. We're not going to trace anything yet. So actually, listen to this. Put your pencil down. Listen to mine go down. Yep. Put yours down. Thank you. Now take out your finger. Did you bring it today? Good. You should have extras. All right, point to the letter A next to the star. We're going to touch and say the letters as we go. We're not tracing. We don't have a pencil. We don't have a crayon. We have nothing but our finger. Ready? Touch it. A. Touch. Move. Ready? Go back to A. We're going to touch and say the letter. Ready? Go. Actually, stop, stop, stop. Mrs. Oldham is making so many mistakes. She doesn't even know what she's doing. Hello? Okay, I'm going to say the letter. You repeat it. You be my echo. So I'll say A, and then you say A. Ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay, pick up your pencil. Now we're going to trace these letters. Remember to start at the top when you're tracing. We always start at the top and work our way down. A, B, C. This is how fast I'm going. You shouldn't be ahead of me or behind me. D, so you should be on D with me. E, F, G, H. I'm tracing and saying. I, so we're done with the first row. Go down to the next one. J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. We're at the end of that row. Scoot down. R, S, don't forget to start at the top. T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay, boys and girls, put down your pencil. Find your blue crayon, any kind of blue, any kind of blue. Ready? See the star? That first letter is an A. Circle it. A says ah. Okay? You're going to circle the A with your blue crayon. Just circle it up. Okay, touch that A, scoot over B, scoot over C, scoot over D, scoot over E, scoot over F, scoot over G. See the G? Circle that with your blue crayon. That's the letter G. Scoot over H, scoot over I. Okay, come down. See, underneath the A that we circled is the letter J. Touch it, J. Scoot K, scoot L, scoot M. Circle the M. N, scoot O, scoot P, scoot Q. Come down. R, scoot over S. Circle the S with your blue crayon. T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. The last letter is Z. Circle it with your blue crayon. So you should have five blue circles. A, G, M, S, Z. Okay, let's go down to the numbers. See where the heart is? We're going to trace the numbers and we're going to count as we say them and trace them. Zero, trace it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Put down your pencil. Find your green crayon, any kind of green. We're going to go back to where the heart is next to the zero. Circle the zero with your green crayon. Circle that zero with your green crayon. Zero, scoot over one, scoot over two, scoot over, what number is that? Three, circle the three with your green crayon. Scoot over four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Circle the nine with your green crayon, the last number. And now you may put down all your crayons because we did it. Boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.